Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show.
Hi everybody, this is Barbara Hofmeister speaking, your show of today's To Be show. And today we have a very special guest. Our guest for today is Cheryl Michaels. And Cheryl has been writing, speaking and mentoring women to live a life filled with purpose, filled with passion, and filled with empowerment. Sharon has coached women in business, and she's also coached women to end their self-limiting behaviors. She's helped them to build successful businesses using their own natural gifts and talents. Sharon is also the author of the book, How to Give Yourself the Power to Succeed. Hi, Sharon, are you there? Hello? A day full of challenges today.
Hello?
Hello, Sharon, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, I'm glad. I had some problems with my phone. I had some problems calling in. But now we're all
set. Right. Yes, it's all right now.
It's okay now. I'm glad. How are you, Sharon?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today, other than your technical challenges?
Oh, I'm fine. Great. I'm in wintry Germany, and it's really good. I like it.
Oh, that's a long way.
It is quite a long way. Yeah, this is probably why I had some call-in challenges today, because I just couldn't get through. But now it seems to work okay.
Good.
So, Sharon, you told us that, or at least that's what I understood from our conversations before, that we have a lot of self-limiting beliefs and we do a lot of self-sabotage. And I know from personal experience about it, but I would like to hear your point of view on that.
All right. I have spent probably most of my adult life sabotaging my success. And I didn't even realize I was doing it. I thought it was a normal way of life. And then I realized that, you know, I didn't have to keep yanking the rug of success out from under myself, that I could achieve success and enjoy it, that I could have prosperity and enjoy it, that I didn't have to make life a struggle. And when I first realized that, honestly, Barbara, it was like a light bulb went on. It was like I didn't even realize that that's the way people live their lives. I grew up in a family where struggling was normal, especially the emotional struggling. And I truly believe that our parents do the best they can with what they have. And I don't believe in parent bashing at all. But I think as adults now, we have choices. We can make choices and decide what we want to do with our life and how we can live our lives.
Yeah, so I totally agree with that.
Oh my gosh.
Because I've gone to so many courses when I was younger, because I started on my own personal development in 1978. And since then, I've gone to a lot of seminars, courses, workshops, and what have you. And especially one I remember that actually gave me a big breakthrough, also where my parents were concerned. But on that, well, we were 150 people in the room, and everybody blamed their parents for whatever happened in their lives. And it was just unbelievable, because there were people from 16 to, I think the oldest one was 73. And And I was like, my God, you know, it doesn't really make any difference if they love us too much or not enough, give us too much attention, not enough attention. We still blame them for whatever goes wrong with us. And you are completely right. We have choices, definitely.
We have choices, and, you know, it's not up to anybody to make us happy or to make us successful or to make us feel good. We have the power. And I work with women, and I think this is just a major aha for many women, that we have the power to control our happiness, to control our success, to control our feelings. It doesn't have to come from outside sources. And when we allow, and it's exactly allow, when we allow outside sources to tell us whether or not we should choose this occupation or whether or not we have a right to be happy or if we look too thin or too fat or if we should make this amount of money, then we're giving away our power to succeed and live our lives the way we know we should. And many times, Barbara, I'm pretty sure you're going to agree with me, we give our power to other people, especially men.
Yeah, that is unfortunately true in many cases. And we listen to what we're being told, I mean, first of all, of course, at home and with our teachers or professors, and they tell us, well, you should go in this direction. And sometimes it is because the family tradition has been like that, so we become a lawyer or we become a doctor or we become a policeman, a policewoman in our case, because our families have done that for generations maybe, you know, but it is not what we want. And I totally agree. The power is within us, like our happiness can only be within us. And only when we are happy with ourselves can we actually give happiness to other people also.
But then
so
again,
it's about
giving ourselves permission to say, that's not how I want to live my life. And the self-sabotage comes when we give away this power, when we allow other people to tell us what we should think and how we should look and how we should feel and what we should do. I mean, I was brought up to go to college, to get a good job, because God forbid something happens to your husband and you have to take care of yourself. And I became a teacher. I love teaching, but that's not what I wanted to do with my life. I wanted to empower women to be successful entrepreneurs, and I hadn't even heard about being an entrepreneur. And you know, it's when we take back this power to try these new things, to go to these classes like you and I have been going to, and I don't think you can ever learn too much about this. Even if you get one aha, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
When we take back the power, then we're not going to sabotage ourselves and our success. And I believe it's about permission. It's giving ourselves permission to be happy, prosperous, and abundant.
So did you give yourself conscious permission? I mean, did you have like an aha moment at one stage and you realized that you were self-sabotaging yourself and that then you gave yourself the permission to succeed? Or how, I mean, just so that our listeners get some technique that they can use or get something that they can use to actually stop with their self-sabotage and become the powerful beings that they are.
Well, I think what happened was I had, and as I said earlier, I'd never realized that my thoughts control my actions. I truly didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up that, you know, you made your bed, now lie in it. Or if you're
mm-hmm.
born on the wrong side of the tracks, you need to stay there. That kind of thing. And I
mm-hmm.
didn't know that my thoughts controlled my actions. And I remember I saw a late night infomercial about Napoleon Hill and his book, Think and Grow Rich. And I
mm-hmm.
asked for that book for Christmas as a Christmas present, and I got it, I devoured it. And I realized that every time I started to succeed, I yanked the rug of success out from under myself. And I would go for and get an advanced degree, then I would change my mind and go into something else. I would start one occupation, I'd become successful at it, I decided I didn't want to do that anymore, and I went into something else. I didn't realize that my mind was telling me that I didn't have the right to be successful. Until I recognized the patterns of self-sabotage, that I did not allow myself to enjoy success. And why? Because I didn't feel worthy and deserving of it. I didn't believe that I deserved to make money. I didn't believe that I deserved to have the career I wanted until I consciously realized that there was a pattern that after a major success I would get ill, or I'd overspend, or I'd overeat, or I'd procrastinate, or I would do something that would yank that rug of success out from under myself. And I think the first thing that we have to recognize with any self-limiting habits or behaviors is that we're actually doing them, because they become so part of who we are, what we do, and our lifestyle that we don't even realize that we're yanking the rug of success out from under ourselves. And the first step is realize what you're thinking about. How do you talk about yourself? You know, I always like to say, if you talked to your best friend the way you talk to yourself, would they still be your best friend? And that's the first step, is to see how you talk to yourself. Like, you know, we all make mistakes. We all do something wrong. We all have bad days. But if we beat ourselves up over it, I'm stupid. I never do anything right. What's wrong with me? If you talk to yourself this way, what you're doing is reinforcing the negatives about yourself, and you're feeding into these self-limiting habits and beliefs. And the first thing I would tell all your listeners is to be conscious of what you're saying to yourself, especially after a compliment or a success. And that's going to be a clue about your values and beliefs about your success, whether or not you will allow yourself to succeed or you'll start yanking that rug of success out from under yourself.
Yeah, I noticed that a lot of people, when they get a compliment, they don't just say thank you. They say, oh, well, that's nothing, and, oh, yeah, you know, it's not important, and forget it. And of course, with that, they are putting it down, and it was actually meant as a compliment to make them feel good also, you know, and as a thank you and as an acknowledgement. And if you can't accept the acknowledgement from other people, you're even less likely to accept it from yourself. I also noticed that with my coaching clients, that a lot of them, they have this very, very limiting and very negative self-talk that say, I would love to do that, but I can't afford it, but my husband doesn't want it, but I'm too old, but I am, you know, I don't have the right education. And when you look at super successful people like Oprah Winfrey, for instance, she didn't have the education either. So if she had talked to herself like that, she wouldn't have gotten anywhere.
She would have talked herself out of it.
Yes, she would have, definitely, and a lot of us do. And like you said, I mean, I come from a family of very hardworking people, and I remember that you weren't even allowed to stay in bed, you know, much longer than 7:30, 8 o'clock maximum on a Sunday, you know, otherwise you would steal God's day. So, you know, it's very hard to get that out of yourself, because you think that you must work really hard if you want to be successful, if you want to make money, otherwise you are not deserving. So obviously with that kind of self-talk, that's what you're going to do, even if you just keep yourself busy. You know, you might not even take the right steps. But you keep yourself busy and you have the feeling that you're working really hard, and then you wonder why other people who have a balanced life, who have a happy life, who have children, and, you know, go on holiday and what have you, are much more successful. And that is the reason. Totally agree with you.
And another thing is, you know, you make a very valid point about being busy versus doing money-making activities. And I think that's another thing about self-sabotaging behaviors and habits that we have, is you hit the nail on the head. It's, I'm busy, I'm keeping myself busy, but I'm not making money. So my question then becomes, are you doing money-making activities, Or are you, you know, feeding into this self-limiting behaviors and beliefs, which is that again, that mindset we were talking about, is if I'm busy, then I should be making money. It's just, are you doing the money-making activities? And you know what I found? So many women entrepreneurs honestly don't know what the money-making activities are in their business. And it's not that they're not smart enough. It's just they've never really analyzed what does it take to make money in my business.
So, yeah, I agree, and I am guilty of that also, partly. Sorry. What do you see as the greatest stumbling block for women entrepreneurs?
Self-confidence. I see self-confidence. And there it is. I'm going to go back to that self-talk again. Barbara, I think self-talk and how we nurture our self-esteem, those are the number one building blocks to a successful life, not just a business, but a successful life. To me, our healthy self-esteem is the number one success tool that we can give ourselves. And the number one stumbling blocks that I find with women entrepreneurs, women in business, women who want to work for themselves, women in general, is self-confidence, believing without a doubt in themselves and their ability to achieve what they set out to achieve. And not allowing themselves to backslide, not allowing themselves not to achieve their dreams. And many of us, many of us are afraid to go for our dreams because we don't want to be disappointed. And there that goes to the belief about yourself, which all goes back to the self-confidence. So I would say the number one stumbling block for women, and especially women entrepreneurs, is self-confidence.
Yes, I talk a lot about that, because if you don't believe that you can achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve, you're not going to go for it. You're just going to do half-hearted things, and you will not get the results, of course, that you desire, which, again, will enforce your belief that you can't really do it. So it's like a negative spiral, a downward spiral, and, of course, we can turn that around and can turn it into an upward spiral. Yeah,
absolutely.
I want to do that. I'm going to do that, and I will start today. I will start now. And, you know, I mean, the more results, positive results you get, the more you're actually going to enforce the belief that maybe in the beginning it's just feeble, you know, it's just, okay, maybe I can do it. But as you go on and get positive results, you will enforce that belief in yourself, and that will create more potential and will put you into a better place to take better actions and to get better results again. So that is the upward spiral. And I totally agree with you that it is in our hands. Do you have any techniques that might help the people to help our listeners to actually boost their confidence level, to boost their self-esteem, their belief in themselves?
I do. I would say, and I mentioned this before, the number one thing is keep track of what you're saying to yourself, especially about yourself. I think it's really important that you have a mirror and that you're looking at what you're saying about yourself. I think the second thing would be to really make some time to sit and analyze your values and beliefs about success. What do you feel about successful people? How do you feel about wealthy people? What did you learn as a child? What did you hear in your growing up home? What did your neighbors say about people who were wealthy? What did your family say about successful people? And especially, what did your family say about you being successful? Because many of us grew up having a role within the family. And that role within the family was either the caregiver, the smart one, the dumb one, the fat one. I mean, we all grew up with this in our head that we had some kind of a role. So in order for you to go for your dreams, to write those goals, to expect to achieve those goals, you need to understand what you feel about your ability to succeed. So make some time to write down, generally, what do you feel about success? but especially what do you feel about your ability to succeed? And then I would say the third thing was, how are you going to enjoy your success? How, when you're that successful woman that you know you can be, what does it look like? What does it feel like? How are you going to enjoy it? Because our mind will give us whatever we focus on. And if we're making success a struggle, which is self-sabotage, if we're making success a struggle, our mind won't allow us to achieve that. It'll keep yanking that rug of success right out from under us as soon as we start to succeed the way we know we can. So I would really recommend that you visualize in your mind exactly how enjoyable success is and how you look, how you feel. How does success smell? You know, are you at the ocean? Are you in a fine restaurant? You know, what does your house look like? We always talk about, you know, having these mental motion pictures. It's so important that we can visualize what success looks like for us. So I would say talk about success to yourself. How does success sound to you? And the second thing was to really understand your values and belief about success in general and prosperity and abundance and wealth, but especially your prosperity, abundance, and wealth. And the third thing was to be able to visualize it, articulate it, exactly what is it going to feel like to be successful, and feel the pleasurable emotions that go with success. And with all three of those combined, when you start, if any negativity pops up or if you start to self-sabotage, you're going to stop yourself, because pretty soon the negativity is going to be so uncomfortable for you that the positives are going to outweigh the negatives, and you're not going to be comfortable self-sabotaging. You're going to go forward, and you're going to succeed beyond your wildest expectations.
That is very, very encouraging. In my trainings, I also use a technique from NLP, and it's an anchoring technique, and I actually take the people to the moment when they have reached their greatest success, the greatest moment that they can imagine in their life, you know, whatever that might be for them. For everybody is different. It might be having climbed Mount Everest, or it might be opening your own boutique, or it could be having your first child, or whatever it is for the person that is doing it. And I ask them to actually imagine that one moment when they know that they've really done it, that they've really reached the success that they wanted, they've really reached the highest peak that they can imagine in that moment, and to really go into that feeling and anchor that feeling. And it's very, very powerful, because, I mean, I was in Malaysia last year, and I had business people in front of me. And I had some businessmen in the first row. They were crying because they could see themselves in that moment. And they were so emotionally moved that the tears were running down their faces. And, you know, that makes me cry too. So,
me too.
But
yes.
But it's so powerful when we visualize what it will be like when we actually have the success that we want from life, when we live our dreams. That is so powerful. Because that gives us the why we're doing this work, why we have to overcome some challenges that will come along the way. It doesn't, you know, no matter what you do, there will always be some challenges on the way. But when you feel your why, and it's with you all the time, then overcoming the obstacles and overcoming the challenges is so much easier. And it's like when you learn how to walk when you're a small child. You know, you don't think about it. You just do it again and again until you actually have the results that you want.
Do you feel, Barbara, that most of us don't allow ourselves to dream like that? We don't allow ourselves to just see this pinnacle of success, to really feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that a lot of us hold ourselves back?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So, I was just coaching several people the last few days, and it was like, oh, my God, you know, just I feel like, come on, get out of it, you know,
mm-hmm.
get over it. But it's really there. It's really there. They have the dream, and it's so small. It's like a tiny little flame by now, you know, and they can't really imagine. And you're right. They don't give themselves the permission. And they come up with all kinds of reasoning all kinds of reasons why it can never happen.
Right. And they can tell you more reasons why it can't happen than it can happen.
Oh, definitely, yes. And it's so painful to, you know, because as an outsider looking in, you can see it. And, you know, I mean, this is why I believe coaching works so well, because you can grasp what is the problem much faster than when you're in it. So, yeah, definitely, it's one of the biggest things. I find two things. The number one is that a lot of people, they have forgotten about their dreams. They don't even know anymore what they were and don't dare to dream them anymore, you know. So the flame is so tiny that it's almost forgotten. And that's really a shame, because all they feel is frustration, because they know there was something more. You know, life is not finished now. There must be something more, but they can't grasp it anymore. And this is why talks like ours now are so important. You know, they really, we need to keep spreading the word and spreading the message and giving people permission. If they don't give it to themselves, then we will give it to them, that they have the permission and they have the ability and the resources to succeed, definitely.
And they have it already inside of them. They just have to allow themselves to bring it out.
Exactly. Totally agree. Sorry. Tell us a little bit about, you have, I think, a CD program or coaching, is it a coaching program or?
I do. I have a weekly e-zine, a weekly newsletter that goes out, and everyone can find it at www.unlimitedsuccessforwomen.com. And I do have a coaching program. I have something called a VIP Mastermind Group. And they can get all the information when they sign up for the e-zine or on my website, which is www.SharonMichaels.com.
Excellent. So it's www.SharonMichaels.com.
Yes.
You can get all the information there. And do you want to leave any final words of wisdom with our listeners, and so that they really can get something out of this show and they can, you know, really work on themselves so that they can succeed, because they've got everything inside of them. We both know that. So
I just want them to really realize that they hold their power to succeed, that they have special gifts and special talents that will propel them to succeed beyond their wildest expectations if they give themselves permission. And just, you know, go with your natural gifts, go with your talents, appreciate yourself, love yourself, know that you already hold everything inside that you need to succeed. Don't put it off until tomorrow. I also want to say age doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're 18 or if you're 78. You still have the power to succeed, and you still have the ability to live the life you choose. Age doesn't matter. So go for your dreams. That's the best gift you can give yourself and your loved ones, is to make yourself happy going for your dreams.
That is very true. We're coming to the end already. It's gone like a flash again. Thank you very, very much, Sharon, for being on the show. It's been a great pleasure. And I hope that our listeners will go for it and go and live their dreams and actually dare to succeed. Because being successful is what you're here for. And sharing your dreams with other people, this is why you are here on this planet. So I thank you very much for listening, and I see you next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with a very special guest again. So don't miss it next Tuesday, and I wish you a wonderful, powerful, inspiring week. See you next Tuesday. Bye.